What's going on, everybody? My name is Ian Walker, and I want to thank you guys for joining me tonight. You are here joining me for the first time as I am currently doing a solo tabletop campaign. I'm going to start a series on that where I will be testing out my own personal tabletop RPG game. It is called, this is the zine that has some of the, a few of the rules in there. It's developed by myself. I created, wrote it, came up with the system and everything. It has a couple of things in here, system concepts that I liked from certain games, and I ported them over and to combine them all to create my own system that I enjoy. And so this is called Legends, a TTRPG. This is the zine version, but the full version, as you see here, is actually going to be called Rising Legends. Okay, so Legends is pretty much the, I guess you call it beta version of Rising Legends. It's pretty much like the playtest version of it. So when the full version comes out, it will be called Rising Legends. Now, when I come out with this tabletop game, it's going to have, there's only going to be one book, and that book is going to have the it's going to have everything you need in it to either play as the DM or be a player. Okay, so one of the things I wanted to do was make sure that I had a lot of simplicity, that anybody could pick up a copy of the book and start playing. Now, what sets apart the Rising Legends system in comparison to other solo or comparison to other tabletop RPGs out there is that Legends is designed to be played in three different ways. The biggest one being it is made for solo roleplay. Okay, so if you have certain tables and things like that, or you create your sandbox, which I'm also currently developing right now. I'm creating a sandbox type of a situation here for Legends that will most likely be in the final product. That full book will have all of the tables necessary to play Rising Legends solo by yourself. Okay, now I created the game, so I do have enough knowledge to go ahead and play this game and do the solo aspect of it. But in the final project of the game, it will have all of those things with you so that you don't have to have a bunch of other, not modules or a bunch of other books or something like that with you. Now, you can use them, of course. You definitely can use them. And that's not to say that you can't. But, for ease of comfort and convenience, my goal is to make sure that everything is provided for you here in the book. All right. Another thing that's going to be of note is I've also come up with a conversion formula for 5e. So what that means is that you could take characters from 5e, and if you follow a conversion formula, you can adapt those characters or those monsters or NPCs or whatever the case may be. You could take those stat blocks and you could switch them to Rising Legends characters. All right, so right now I've only focused on 5e only because that is the most widely used game system at the moment. Down the line, if you want to go ahead and use things from other campaigns, maybe down the line I will do that. But 5e was the most convenient, it was the most easiest, I had the most material in order to come up with a system of conversion for that. I also have a character creation formula as well for Rising Legends. So if you're planning on playing solo, or you have an idea in mind of a campaign that you want to play, you could take the time to roll up the characters and create those characters for yourself to play in the game. There's a lot of things available at your fingertips, and coming soon, actually, within Rising Legends. I was going to do it separate, but I might actually do it in the vinyl version. There's also going to be a campaign that is going to be focused around something that I clearly enjoy a lot, and and whether it be TTRPGs or mostly MMORPGs, the crafting aspect or creating of items and things like that. I have a formula here that allows you to create items as well. So that's going to be coming soon as well. Once I have that solidified, I'll go ahead and demonstrate that here on the channel as well, so that you guys can get a taste of what that looks like. I mean, that's like a form of role play within yourself. And what that does is it allows, you know, you to, one of the concepts is being, you're going to be able to, you know, have a party of explorers or other entrepreneurs that are looking for certain things. And so the adventures that you're going on are mostly supply missions, or foraging missions, or something like that. And of course, you'll encounter the same things, but you're going to be focused on gathering and foraging materials to gather up in order to create the things that you want in the game. And you could do that solo, as this game is designed for, or you can do that with a group. You can also play this game GM-less without a DM as well, or in my case, what is called as an Oracle. And that's something else too that we'll probably go into later. If I get some volunteers, I may do a group where we're all playing the game in the traditional manner, as well as the semi-traditional manner with a group, but with no GM here giving us everything that we need. But that's down the line. Right now, I'm focusing solely on the solo part of the game here. Okay, so what we're gonna do in this first video is we're gonna go ahead, I'm gonna kind of go through this beta test version of Legends. This is a minimalist rules light tabletop RPG system of Rising Legends, as it says here. Like I said, I created it. I got some art, I do all the art, everything like that in there. So just really quick here, the book says, what is Legends? It's a rules light minimalist version of the upcoming Rising Legends tabletop RPG. It is a genre agnostic rule set designed to be played either solo or with a traditional group. And this beta playtest version is focused on the solo aspect of the game. You can, however, take elements from this rules light book or zine and use them for play in a group setting to create a campaign. So you can take the rules from here and actually go ahead and play a game, because you have, it starts you out not with full-fledged characters, but you do have character classes here that you could play. All right. So the species, the skills and things are kind of the same. I wanted to simplify the system a little bit more. In this book, in Rising Legends here, you only are down to 4 skills, as you see here demonstrated on the character sheet here. You have your major skills, your 4 major skills, which are your durability, cognition, physicality, and talent. And then your secondary skills are your endeavor, and then your special effects, just like your special abilities. Your durability is, of course, how strong you are, how much you can take. Your cognition is your intelligence and your wisdom. Your physicality is going to be your strength, your dexterity, and your athleticism. And your talent is how charming you are, your charisma, things of that nature. So I shrunk those down so that you would have a few, it would be less of a time having to spend figuring out where you want to put all of these these traits, okay? You have your move, which is how many hexes you move or how many feet you can move. It is the same traditional 6 feet per hex or square. You have your hit points here, and then you have actions. So you have actions that are changed up every other level. You do earn those over time. Starting out at level 1, you get a 1-2 action pool. Then you go to 2-2 at a certain point. Then you go to 2-3, and then 3-3. And that's the final part of moves that you'll have here. You have your aptitude skills. Now, what Rising Legends focuses on, there are, as you see here, I did put together some classes or aptitudes, as they're called in this game. You have the warrior, the rogue, and the tech mage. But the main focus for Rising Legends, and why another reason why it's so different, is because you'll be able to craft a character exactly how you want it. You could be a gunslinger, and no gunslinger will be the same. You could be a warrior, and no warrior will be exactly the same because it's tailor-made to how you want the character to be, okay? So, but for the sake of this video, I'm going to go ahead and just pretty much use one of the aptitudes here so that we can get through the video and I'll be able to fill everything out and show you what is involved in that. As far as species are concerned, we don't call them races in Rising Legends. We call them species. Because Rising Legends, the setting is, you can use any setting that you want to, but this specific setting that I'm using and the setting that it's at is really its sci-fi and fantasy mix combination. So you do have humans, you have dwarves, and you have elven. And only in Rising Legends you have the anthropomorphic species that we call Anthrotibrinian. And they are the humanoid animal type people. You have the behemoth type and you have the avian type. Those are the only two in the playtest. Though again, a lot more will be revealed and made available to you as a player in the final book. Okay? So, you have your aptitudes. We go through creating a character. It shows you the two ways how to play. Your solo play has a way of playing as well. And there's also two modes of solo play as well. I guess you could call it the easy mode where you kind of already have your class and you play the game that way. But there's also another version of play which is pretty much like a campaign type play where you're playing, as you play, you're literally playing the life of your character. And you are gaining skills as you go on, depending on what adventures you're going on. So how that works is all of these skills, the only things that will be filled out is your basic information, your major skills, and your endeavor. And as you play the game, you will come across people that could possibly teach you things. And then you add those things as you go on, and you can pick and choose and decide how you want to do that. That's more of an immersive, more storytelling, and yet more difficult way of playing the game. And again, that's something I'll go into later. But that is the one thing that I wanted to make sure I add playing this tabletop RPG. And again, the group can do the same thing. It will make for a more difficult campaign, I believe. But it also lends itself to a more immersive campaign as well. If you see everyone growing together and becoming, better. And in that second mode of play, the storyline mode, I like to call it. There are no levels. You're gaining your abilities. So, at the end of the day, that's where you're going to have. And whatever you build and what you become is who you are. And at the end of that campaign or that session or whatever the case may be, you could take this character, make it an NPC. You could take this character and use it in another game as an already established character that starts back at level one, but an experienced a level one or something of that nature. And you continue on through there. The book here has the action mechanics here. It has the questions for solo exploration table that you want to ask that will hopefully give you some better insight on what questions to ask and how to ask them and how the percentile dice here does that. You have the small oracle here. It's very small at this moment. It's yes, maybe, and no, but I probably will be changing that over time. And in the final product, there probably will be a little bit more of an expanded oracle system, but nothing too crazy. The focus, again, with Rising Legends is simplicity, storytelling, and just a lot of fun playing the game. Another thing, combat mechanic that I included in the game are mounted combat and chase scenes. That will be explained later on as well. But I have a table here of mounted and chase obstacles as you're going through the chase. Things that you could possibly run into while you're doing a chase. So, and that's explained here in the book also. Explains your life and death situations, how death works in Rising Legends. And then you have the example of actually playing the game. Okay? So, I have a written out explanation of how one plays the game, how things are played out there, and it'd be easier for you. I have a manipulations list here that shows you all the manipulations in Rising Legends. There are no spells, there is no magic. Those things are not natural. Those are not of this game. What they are instead are manipulations, and they are run by the nanites that are in literally every single living thing in the nine worlds throughout the Infinitus Rift. That's a part of the story and a part of the setting that goes on. But I have a few back here, a few of the manipulations back here that you could add to create your character. I'm going to go ahead and add, I'm going to do a second version of this zine as a beta test, as the official beta, and have some items and things like that I'm going to add later on, so a more solid and cohesive deal here, okay? So I appreciate you guys hanging out with me and listening to me in regard to that, as far as some of the features and the like that are going to be in my tabletop RPG. What I wanted to do right now was take the time to go ahead and create a character. You guys, I got my... So all you'll need pretty much is your playtest book here. You have your character sheets. Now in the back of this, in the back of the booklet, there's actually a character sheet back here. You can also fill that out if you want, but if you want it to be bigger, you could go ahead and use that. Anyone who gets that, I'll be sending them a PDF of that as well. This is my RPG book. This is my RPG journal. As you can see, I've already been playing the game. I've already ran through a couple small campaigns. This is my character, Tanis Nadar. He was a Tyburn hippo gentleman, like a smuggler and trader, and ran through with his story. While I was playing, I went through some development as well, some things that I was experiencing while I was solo role-playing that I needed to make sure that I remembered and that I also wanted to make sure I added into my development notes for the game here. So I did that here. And then took my notes for each of the missions and episodes that we went in. I have a shop generator idea that I have. Some of the world building notes that I have. I have a spaceship generator that I created and how that works. Spaceships, vehicles, things like that, they are their own separate characters. So they will have their own separate sheets as well. So that's another thing about Rising Legends that's going to be quite different. And again, about simplicity, and I wanted to make it as simple as possible here. So I have more notes here, some items that I created while I was playing and rolling. These are the sidekicks, the NPC characters that join the team as we played, and there's a formula to create sidekicks there if you want to make your own, whatever the case may be. Again, more notes from the game. I just made some sketches because I'm a full-time artist, so I did some sketches of some places here and some world building aspects here. This is the Hasuda outpost, which is on a blown up moon out in the frontier lands of space. Then this here is the formula. I don't want to show that completely. You guys will get that later. But and then I have some other notes here. I got a dungeon that I drew up in here. So this is my, and that's what I came up with right here, and basically the end of that story. So those are my notes. Just give you a quick glimpse into my into my roleplay journal there. But what we're going to do now is we're going to go ahead and create a character, because I didn't want to just go over the book, do an overview of the booklet here, and then create a character. And then in the next video, we will go ahead and actually do a full-on episode or campaign of showing you how Rising Legends works, okay? So, first things first, when creating a character, we're going to go over here into the book. Here, again, we have the skills, you have the species, what that's about, but we're going to go over to, and then you have the aptitudes, and then the creating a character section, okay? So, again, your major skills here are durability, cognition, physicality, talent, and then your secondary skills are endeavor and special effects. Okay? So, what you'll need to do here, so what we're going to do in order to create your first major skills, there's four numbers that you're assigned. Okay? So, let me grab a post-it note here to assist me as I create this character. Okay, so the four numbers that we have to start with, okay. Use your skills. So it's 6, 7, 8, and 10. Okay. And then after that, you'll have 6 additional points that you will divide between these 4 skills. Okay. So what I'm kind of thinking right now is I'm gonna stick with just one of the regular characters here. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go ahead and create a warrior. That's the aptitude that I'm going to choose here. So I'm gonna write that there, warrior. I hope you guys can see that here. Let me bring that down more. So I got the warrior there written down. He's already got the athletics and the special ability and things like that, but we're going to go ahead and focus on getting these skills added in. So, as a warrior, I know that I need a lot of hit points, okay? Now, the highest, you cannot go above 20. Your skills and talents can't go above 10 in the first level, okay? So, I know I want my durability to be 10, okay? It's very important you fill this out with pencil, of course, okay? So as I do 10, that's what I want. I know I want my physicality to be the next highest thing. That's going to allow me to do a lot of the things that I'll be able to do in the game. Cognition is going to be the next one at 7. And then 6 will be the talent. Okay. Now I have 6 additional points that I could add to this. So since durability is already at 10, I can no longer place points there. All right. So I can only add the 6 additional points to divvy them up between the cognition, physicality, and talent, right? So what I'm going to do to make it easy, I'm going to go ahead and in this section here during character creation, you're going to be using this tally area a lot while you're playing the game, okay? You're going to be utilizing your character sheet to keep track of your character's hit points and the character's pool, because that's what we're creating, a pool of points here. So I'm going to go ahead and put 2 points in each one. In each area here. So I add these points up here. So 7 plus 2 is 9. So I'm going to go ahead and erase that. Erase this. This turns to 9. Physicality, 8 plus 2. That turns into 10. So that's currently maxed out. 6, 7, 8. 6 plus 2 is 8. So that turns into 8. All right. Now, the next part of this is, now that we have the major skills lined up here, we now need to figure out what our endeavor is going to be. Now, endeavor is a pool of points that's going to be used to give you extra effort. Because again, like I said, these points here are pools of points that you'll be able to use to do your checks and most of the roles that you're going to be making in the game. You could take from this pool of points in order to give yourself a better chance to get the role that you're trying to accomplish. Okay? So your endeavor is calculated by adding the total of the major skills and dividing that total by 4. Okay? So we take 9 plus 8 is 17 plus 20. Okay, so we've got 37, right? Okay, So we're gonna take that 37 and we divide it by 4. I'm slow, y'all. I don't do well. So we take that 37 and divide it by 4, and that gives us 9.25. Now, when you have anything, as we follow our math, you hit a decimal and it's higher than, if it's 5 or over, you round up. If it's lower than the second half is lower than 5, you round down. So 9.25 will make our endeavor a total of 9. Okay, your special effects is 1. You start with 1 special effect in the game, okay? And special effect, what that is that's a crazy move that you can do to kind of get out of the situation. Nothing outlandish, nothing crazy, but it's a situation that you can do where, you know, you could do a crazy flurry type of move in order to get out of the situation, okay? There was another game that I played. They called them Hollywoods, but I like to call them special effects because they're crazy, right? Okay, so we're going to finish filling the rest of this here out. So we got our move here. It's 5 hex, okay? 5 hexes are 6 feet, so 5 times 6... 30, I'm sorry, not 6 feet. It's 5 feet. So that's 30 feet. So I'll put that here. We're going to calculate our hit points in a moment. Okay. Our actions, again, we start out with 1, 2. So the first time we make our first turn in the game, we can take only 1 action. The second turn, we could take 2 actions. Okay. That's how that works. As you go up in level, your actions will improve, okay? You'll be able to do more, all right? So it's gonna be, so while playing solo, it's gonna be good to get to have that. So make your moves count during the game, okay? Now we wanna go ahead and specify our hit points here, okay? Actually, what I want to do, we'll go ahead and put in our aptitude skills first. So I said we were creating a warrior, okay? So in the aptitude skills area, there's skills that warriors have. So you have martial arts. Now what you see me putting here is T-A-L for tell, for talent, okay? So if ever you want to do something, you can use your talent skill to, I want to make a martial arts check. We know that's a talent skill. That's what you can use. And that is the pool that you will use to pull points out of in order to improve your rolls only on martial arts skills, okay? And that gives plus 2, okay? Then you have your weapons. Bladed weapons. This here has cog or cognition and physicality, which means I could pull points out of any of those two or both in order to add that to my score, my roll, to make my roll better. Then I have battle tactician. Okay. That is also a cognition skill. Okay. And then I have athletics. Athletics is a physical and a talent skill. I can draw points from this pool of points, the prospective pool of points from any one of those to make my roll better. Okay. Now, here I have special abilities, and for the warrior, the special ability that's automatically given to you is hyper reflexes, okay? Now, when you if you decide to create a character from scratch, what you're going to do is you're going to roll. First, you're going to roll to see if you qualify to get an ability, a special ability. And then if you do, you'll roll a D100 on a table which will give you what that ability is, okay? So, again, that's not what we're going to go on here, but in the final book, you're going to have that whole table and all of that set there, all right? So now that I'm done that, what I want to do now is choose what species I'm going to be. And again, for the sake of the game here, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to keep him human. I'm going to make him a basic human warrior. We're going to say he's about 28 years old. He'll be 6'3", 210 pounds. Okay. My name, Ian W. All right. And then character name, we'll figure that one out at the end. Okay. So, species attributes of humans. Here, based in the book, you have a +1 to charm. So they automatically have that ability. So it's an attribute. So sometimes the attributes for species attributes are going to be certain special abilities or certain skills that are automatically going to be made available to them. So the charm, which is +1, which is a talent skill. Again, say I want to use charm. Okay, you're going to make a roll using your talent score. And I'll go into what that is in just a moment. Okay. For willpower, they have a +1 to willpower. That will be, that's physical or mental, so that's a durability talent, durability skill. And then combat prowess. And that's a +1 there, and that is a physicality skill. Okay? So again, any of those roles that I'm doing and performing are going to need to come out of only out of those major skill areas. Okay. Okay. So let's go ahead now and calculate our health. Okay. So your health is going to be determined by calculating your durability, which is 10, your current level, which is 1, okay, so 10 plus 1 is 11, and multiply that times 2, okay? So 10 plus 1 is 11, multiply that by 2, your hit points to start are going to be 22 hit points. Put that up this way here. So keep that in mind. This place is big again because actually let me go ahead and put it back over there, because what you're going to be doing again is you're going to be using the tally marks to you know, keep track of your, or dots to keep track of your health here. Okay. All right, so now at this point, and we're almost done, we got to do one more thing, and that's give this character some weapons and armor. I'm going to go basic here. I'm going to give my character here some heavy armor. Okay. That's a +3 to their defense. Okay. And so this has a double meaning. And again, we'll go over that when I go into the rolling of the, when we roll the character as I go back over it here. We're going to give this guy a long sword. Okay, the long sword is going to do 1d6 plus the base damage of 4, okay, so most certain weapons in the game have a base kind of damage, but then the 1d6 that allows you to roll will add to that damage. So 4, it pretty much be 4 plus 1d6, whatever that is, or have that. Then you have an adventuring pack, whatever that's gonna be. It's gonna have, you know, I'll just put adventures pack. That's gonna be like a cot, a roll, some rope, torch, stuff like that. Okay. Okay. So pretty much right now, this character is all rolled up and ready to go. All right. Now, as far as the name is concerned, I'm going to go ahead and pick a rando, a random name here. Let me see what I can come up with here. So, human male name. We'll go with... I'm actually looking on a table online. Donjon, that's one I use a lot. It says human male names, but these human male names are trash. Benur. I like the name Benur. Benur. Okay? So, we've got everything pretty much made up here and ready to go. Now, there are going to be some background options, and that's something that you'll put here in the game notes as a background. If you have a character that you're creating from scratch and you kind of have an idea of what your character is going to be and what you want it to be, you can go ahead and put that information in here, a little small snippet of their story. You can put that in the back of the character sheet here if you want to. It's completely up to you. But at this point, you are now ready to play the game, okay? So, playing this game, it's advised that you... This is one of my favorite things to use, especially if I'm doing one-shots. I picked up this book, Untold Encounters of the Random Kind, and it has 1,000+ random encounters they could play. And I pretty much just roll some dice, and I come up with... And I use what's there to come up with that adventure. And I'll just get set on that adventure. But you can, if you have something on your own that you want to do, you could totally do that as well. The area here, again, this is your pool of points. This is your durability pool, your cognition pool, your physicality pool, your talent pool, your endeavor pool. You pull out of these... If you want to improve what is called your complexity score, okay? That is the backbone of everything here in Rising Legends. So your complexity score is in multiples of 3, okay? So if you're told to, say again, when you're playing solo and you're starting out at level 1, you have complexity scores, which is determined by the dice. The dice are the DM, the dice are the arbiters. Okay, so you're going to want to use the dice as much as possible, unless your imagination could come up with something that can pretty much trump that, which it does all the time. But if you don't, you'll need to use your dice as that. And at the first and second levels, your dice is going to be the 1d4 to determine your complexity level. And for every number there is, it's 1 times 3. That makes your complexity level, and at the max is 20, of course, right? So you're going to be able to do that. And in order to make your complexity roll, so say for instance here, we roll this here, say it lands on a 4, okay? So the complexity level is 12. So what you'll need to do is you'll need to roll a 12 or higher to do that, okay? So here you see it landed on a 9. But unfortunately, I didn't make that roll. Now, before I made that roll, though, if I said, all right, I want to go ahead and use a point of endeavor, and I want to use a point of, say, the skill I'm doing is as a physicality task. So I want to use my physicality to jump over this huge fence that I'm running over, or running to, okay? So... I'll roll that 4 popped up here. Okay, so again, that's complexity 12. Okay, but since I'm using 2 of my points from the pool, that 12 turns into a 10. So now I'm only required to roll a 10. Oops. I'm rolling again because the dice got in the way. A 10 or a higher. And now you see that rolled an 11 here. Okay? And that means that's a success. All right? Your points are replenished when you take a short rest or long rest, which all your points get replenished, so on and so forth. So the next episode that I'm going to get into, we will go ahead and I'll go ahead and do a nice little one shot with this character. And we'll go over that, and then you guys can see the Rising Legends tabletop RPG in action. If you guys have any questions about the role-playing system that I've come up with, or you have any comments or anything like that, please be sure to leave them in the comments below. And I hope you guys will join me on the next video where I will be running this tabletop RPG for you guys. So thank you guys so much for joining me, and I'll see you guys in the next video. Take care.